Yeah, because basically the thing is we're doing Megillah, what's it, Chavtasim Beis? Question is about, it's a machlokas, famous machlokas, of how long you have to do Shalom Darshan Bechas Chag, Kodim Chag. Is it 30 days or 2 weeks? Right? 30 days or 2 weeks. What kind of machlokas is that, 30 days or 2 weeks? So we said that once upon a time we had Svaras to say that everyone agrees that the month of the Chag is Mechayev in being involved in Hilchos Pesach. But the question, which month? Is it the month, 30 days, experiential month, or is it the calendar month, which is the beginning of Nisan, which is 2 weeks? Okay, but the problem is it doesn't work out. Because the Gemara in Megillah is discussing about Shkalim. So the due date for Shkalim is Aleph Nisan, right? And they started making the announcement on Aleph Adar. So the Gemara says, doesn't that prove against Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel holds 2 weeks. So for according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it should have been 2 weeks, right? But it's 30 days before. He started making the announcement, he started announcing to the people 30 days before the due date of the Shkalim. So doesn't that prove 30 days, not 2 weeks? But we said, according to the Arsvara, that doesn't make sense, because 2 weeks, we're saying 2 weeks doesn't mean 2 weeks. 2 weeks just means the beginning of the month. So why should it be 2 weeks in that instance? That instance shouldn't be 2 weeks. But you see from here, apparently he really holds it's 2 weeks. Mamish means two. 2 weeks means 2 weeks, literally. So the machlok is kosher. What's the machlok? We need 2 weeks or a month? What's that based on? Right. So the Gemara says, further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so doesn't that prove that it's not 2 weeks, that it's a month? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a proof. Because even though it's 2 weeks, he says, you count from the day when the money changers started collecting. Okay, because they really, even though the due date was Aleph Nisan, practically you can't have all the money in one day. So they started collecting on Tesvav Adar. So practically, so you have 2 weeks before Tesvav Adar gets you to Aleph Adar. So therefore, they made the announcement, Aleph Adar, 2 weeks before. So it still works out, Aleph Adar. Okay? But the Shita holds 30 days, Tanakama, who holds 30 days, apparently he doesn't count from the money exchangers. He counts from the due date, which is Aleph Nisan. So he goes to Aleph Adar. So it turns out they both end up holding it's Aleph Adar. Is it 30 days? If you hold 30 days, it's 30 days before the due date. If you hold normally 2 weeks, it's 2 weeks before the money exchangers collected. So it's like a two-pronged machlokas here. So besides the difficulty of what's the svar to say 2 weeks or 30 days, you have a coincidence going on here, is that the guy who's 30 days happens to hold that it's 30 days before the due date. But the guy who's 2 weeks happens to hold 2 weeks before for the money changes. Like we asked, I mean, could you have the opposite way? Like, well, why isn't there anyone who holds 45 days? Maybe 30 days before the money changes. Or 15 days, for that matter. 15 days before the due date. But is it just coincidental they both line up to be 30 days? That seems strange. Okay? I think that was the problem. That was the extent of the problems. So Moshe had an approach, is that he says that 2 weeks is hard to understand what kind of thing 2 weeks is. So he says, maybe the thing is 2 weeks is more than a week. Everyone agrees it's more than a week. Okay, for some reason. Okay, well, a week isn't enough. You need more than a week. The question is, more than a week quantitatively, so it's 2 weeks. Or do you need the next quality, which is a month? Right, so we said that's a good approach. But first of all, why do you need more than a week? It has to be better. And also, I mean, why should you say quantitatively or qualitatively? I mean, what's that based upon? And also, it would be nice if you could tie it in with other machlokas. Okay, so good. I think what you're saying is good. So the first thing is like this. Is what's the idea of more than a week? So I think, I was thinking a little bit different than you, but I was thinking that, see, a person's frame of reference is always the upcoming week. Okay, when you function, your natural, a person's always, doesn't live, like you live in a day, but your perspective is, oh yeah, this week I have an appointment, within the week, this coming Tuesday I have this. Whereas once it's already next Tuesday, or the Tuesday after, that's already like, it's already more abstract. It's not, your world of experience relates to the upcoming one of each of the days of the week. You know what I mean? The week ahead of you is your frame of reference. That's your natural frame of reference. Okay? Now the halacha is that when something significant is on the horizon, then that creates a certain preparedness beyond the normal frame of reference. But it means a person, when something significant is there, he prepares for it. It's not just a matter of prepare. Within the week, it's not just prepared. That's just your mind's eye is always on the upcoming week. That's just the way you always function. A person has a certain perspective. But when something is significant, like if you have a vacation coming up, you have whatever coming up, it goes more than just the normal mindset of looking to the future. But there's a certain preparedness that a person has. Now the halacha is that has to be manifested. So Pesach or Shkalim, halachic things are important. They're significant. And therefore, they're preparedness. So it doesn't suffice just to do a normal week. A week isn't preparation. A week is just, you're always looking at a week. Of course, whatever, you're always planning out what you can do that week. But it demands that the person in the Gavra is preparing. Okay, so it's a mechayv in a preparation. Preparation is more than a week. Okay? Now the question is how do you set it up? So I'd say that the basis of the machlokas is that you have here a funny thing, where it's based upon halacha of preparedness, that a person has to be prepared. That's really what it is. If there's no such practicality involved, the whole thing doesn't make sense. I mean, the thing is based upon preparedness. But, on the other hand, it's halacha. It's halacha. I mean, it's not just a halacha, you have to be prepared, or it's not just a shot, you have to be prepared. It's a halachic thing. Okay? And the thing is like this, is that insofar as really the preparedness is concerned, you really, the right shear of Zman would be 2 weeks. Because it means it has to be more than a week. It has to be more than normal. More than just your normal outlook. You have to be prepared. So 2 weeks you're prepared. 2 weeks is a significant thing. You just add quantitatively 2 weeks. So it's 2 weeks. You have 2 units. Okay? In terms of the framework in which this whole thing exists, which is preparedness. But the thing is that you could argue that would be nice if it was just a matter of that a person had to be prepared. But since this is a halachic statement, it's a halacha, so in halacha, there's no unit of zman of 2 weeks. That's not, in the categories of halacha, that's not a unit of zman. A unit of zman is a day, a week, a month, a year. It's like in Avelis, for instance. You have, the yom, you have the shiva, shloshim, mashana, yivei sodash. So you see, there's no unit of 2 weeks. Okay, the unit is a month. That's the next unit. So if you say that the halacha is that you need preparedness and it's been more than a week, you could argue that since this is a halachic statement, this Tanakh come argue, since this is a halachic thing, it's true all you need is more than a week. But the next halachic entity, which you could be toe-faced, is a month. Okay? Whereas Rav Shmuel Gamliel is going to say, yeah, that would be true for the normal halachic thing, which is halachic zman, halachic zman, it's true. But here the whole thing is based upon on a practicality. It's based upon preparedness. And the framework of preparedness, that's really overboard. It doesn't make sense to go all the way to a month. So therefore, the practicality is going to be koveya, its own category. It's going to be koveya, its own zman. A zman, which is a normal framework, isn't an objectified halachic zman, but in the framework of preparedness, that's the zman. So the question is, how, so to speak, how halachic is this, does this thing? Does it create, it's a set of its own categories based upon the practicality, or does it have to be toe-faced and objectified halachic zman? Okay? So let me just, yeah, so now the other point follows naturally also. See, because the question is like this, is the date. When do you start from? Do you start from the money change, or do you start from the due date? So I'd say it's like this, that halachically, there's no significance to Tasvav Adar, to the money changers. The date is Av Nisan, that's the due date for the Shkalim. That's Allah. Why is it Tesvav Adar? Because practically, the Tzibor can't all give it on the due date. I mean, it has to be, they have to get it. They have to collect it. So there's a certain practical aspect of collection. Okay? Certain practical aspect of collection. So, so insofar as if you're saying that this is a halachic category, this is a halachic thing, and it has to be tofes, objectified halachic zman, shav a chodesh, so it's also going to have to be nikva by a halachic date. There's no halachic date of Tesvav Adar, the only halachic date is Alef Nisan. So it's going to have to be a chodesh before Alef Nisan. Okay? There's no halachic date on the calendar of Tesvav Adar, so it's purely a practical date. But if you tell me that since this is based upon a preparation, a preparedness, therefore you see preparation, it'll be because of its own categories, 2 weeks, which isn't a normal category. Now, if I ask you, when's the practically, when should the announcement be? And I think, Michael, you made this point, is that in terms of preparation, you want to get them ready to give. Well, they're starting to give on Tesvav. That's when the money changers are there. So in terms of preparedness, you only give them 2 weeks to prepare. You want to start announcing before the money changers come, not 2 weeks before the due date. Due date's already over. So the preparation, in terms of the practical aspect of it, of 2 weeks, it really should be 2 weeks before the money changers, because that's when they start. That's really when they start giving. So since he says that the halacha here is koveya by the framework of the practical, the preparedness, so therefore, just like it could be koveya zman of 2 weeks, the date which it starts from could also be tofes, a practical date, but which even though it has no objectified halachic reality. So it comes down to the same question: is when you have this area of this halacha, which is really based upon a practicality of preparedness for a Pesach, for the Shkalim, but it becomes a halacha. So does it have to make recourse to normal objectified halacha categories, in which case it's going to have to be a chodesh and it's going to have to go by objective date of Aleph Nisan? Or do you say no, that since this halacha is really a practical one, which becomes mandated, but essentially it's a preparedness, so the categories will be able to be molded after the practicalities. And the practicality is going to be, first of all, the Shiur of Zaman is going to be 2 weeks, and also the date which is Koveya is going to be the practical date of collection, which is going to be Tesvav. So that's when the money changes come out. I mean, Moshe makes a good way. It could be that this is maybe halachically to say this, or it's true, it's based upon the question if it has to be halachified or it's based upon the practicality, but maybe just the halachic definition is it a halacha that there's a kfiyas azman? There's a kfiyas zman of preparation, so then the kfiyas zman has to be tofes objective, the executive is amal zman, namely a chodesh, and it's going to have to be based kavua, based upon an objective date. Or is it simply din, the gavra must be prepared. So the gavra must be prepared, so then it's going to follow the practicalities of the gavra being prepared. It doesn't have to be tofes objective to zman. It's going to follow what prepared means. So prepared means 2 weeks, and prepared means from the due date. From the money changers. But the other point they're saying about the halacha and the practicalities is that's where you really see what they're struggling with, is that you're trying to set up here a halacha based upon a practicality. So what's gonna win out? Is it gonna be more in line with the practicality and the Talmud, or is it gonna be file has to be halachified and take on a more rigid objectified category?